How does prayer treatment work? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How does prayer treatment work? Most of us think we have a pretty good idea of how prayer treatment works. We've prayed all of our lives, and we have prayed to all of the possibilities that could ever be, and we have sought help from our church and from our ministers and from our priests and from our rabbis and from all of the learned, spiritually guided beings that have come across our path. We've read books on meditation, on prayer. We've read books on treatment. And we have certainly asked for treatment from others. And treatment is a very special thing. A very special thing. And people say to me, Herb, will you treat for me, please? And I say, yes, indeed. They say, I have my grandchildren who are going to be taking examinations, and they're going to be preparing themselves for the next step of their life. Would you treat with them that they are successful in their examinations? And I listen to the person who's asking me the question, and I think to myself, all right, I will treat for your grandchildren that they already are successful, that they have already mentally taken the examinations, and they have already physically taken the examinations, they have already spiritually taken the examinations, and they have come through with flying colors, and they are expressing their absolute genius, they're expressing their inner magnificence. They are expressing it as always, and it is done. Now, the biggest part of these problems stand on one thing. We won't let them be done. We won't let them be finished. We are constantly saying, will you please treat? Will you please know the examination is going to be tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day, or these things are coming up. Will you see that they're done? Will you see that they're successful, and they're so forth? Well, with such anxiety and with such fearfulness in your heart on behalf of your beloveds, you constantly raise from the dead the possibility that they might not succeed. You're constantly having in your thought the idea that quite likely some of them are not going to succeed as well as others, and some will not accomplish what they want. And as you go about saying, well, now if they don't succeed, then they will do this and they will do that. And if they don't succeed, they will do the other thing. Well, I won't reiterate those things because they're not in my mind. I'm talking about treatment right now and how it works. Treatment should be spelled in two words or three words. It is done. Treatment should be said, will you, it is done it with me? Oh, sure, glad to. I don't know anything about it, no need to know anything about it, but I see it is done. Everything that comes to my attention, it is done. Someone says, will you treat that my health is better? And I treat and I say, it is done. Well, when am I going to see the results? When am I going to... When you see it is done in your consciousness, when you activate the treatment and let it be revealed in you, then it is done. But it's not that easy. It's not, you can't just say it is done and have it be done. Well, why are you saying anything at all? If you do not believe your words have power, if you do not believe that your words reveal the thoughts that you are thinking, if you do not believe that, then there's nothing to talk about, is there? Does treatment work? Oh, my, mightily. Does treatment achieve good things? No, it doesn't. Does treatment reveal perfect health? No, it doesn't. Does treatment bring forth anything? No, it doesn't bring forth anything. Treatment is completely a past tense thing. Treatment is completely past tense. You might say it is a now tense, but it is done. And for it to be done doesn't mean there's anything further to be done. There's nothing further to be accomplished. There's nothing further to be said. There's nothing further to be revealed. There's nothing further to be unfolded. There is nothing further. And if there's nothing further, there is nothing further. Now, how do we know what is further and what is not further? How do we know what is to be done and how it is to be done? How do we know how to treat? Well, the boy comes in to his mother and says, "Mom, I got a problem." And mom says, "Well, son, what's your problem?" "Well, my problem is this, Mom. I got to do my homework, and I didn't study for it, and I got to get it in this morning in class, and I've only got about 5 minutes after I finish my breakfast to do it." And the mom says, "Well, do you think that you can do it?" "Oh, I can do it." "Well, what do you need? A little time?" "Yes, just a little time." "All right, now put down your breakfast, you go in your room, and you do your homework." "But Mom, I haven't had a breakfast." "Well, what are your values? Is your breakfast more important than your homework, or is your homework more important than your breakfast?" "Well, yeah, both." "Well, you go in your bedroom, and you do your homework, and you carefully do it, and wonderfully do it with the magnificence that you always do, and it's done. Just go in there, and you'll find that it'll go real quick." And so he goes into his room, and he puts down his paper and his pencil, and he starts to prepare to do his homework, and all of a sudden he realizes he knows it. And he writes it down quickly and carefully, and he comes out, and it's only been about a minute or two, and he says, "Here it is, Mom, I did it." And Mom says, "I knew you did it. I saw it done." "Gee, Mom, I wish you'd see it done for me all the time." "Son, that's what I do. Now, what I want to do is to have you see it done. And when you see it done all the time, then it is done for you now." "Gee, Mom, I still got time for me to eat my breakfast, don't I?" "Yes, you do, son." And he eats his breakfast gently, quietly, not in a rush. And when he finishes, he still has a minute to give Mom a kiss and a hug and a snuggle and off to school. We make such a big fuss out of treatment. We make such a big fuss out of the things that need to be done. And if we just go and do the things that we think need to be done, we'll find that they can be done in so short a time that it's unbelievable. Why, we wouldn't believe that we could get our act together, and that's the idea, that we could get our act together so quickly and so beautifully and know that it is done. All treatment is done. If you're going to the hospital with someone, you say, "It is done." "Well, you're not even at the hospital yet. You haven't even talked to the doctor. You don't even know what's going on." Well, if you don't, in your mind, know that it is done, and that all is in divine order, and that all is in perfect, you're having it checked out. The doctor's just going to tell you, "Yep, all is in divine order. Yep, you're okay. Nothing, no problem. You just go on home now and just relax and take a little tension off yourself and your friend here." And when you do that, you'll find that it always was all in order. You just worried about something it didn't have to worry about. And the doctor says, "It's done." And you go home. And you think to yourself, "Well, what a foolish person I was to go to the doctor when it was already done." Well, no, you weren't foolish. You went to have the doctor reconfirm that it is done. It was known to be done by others, but you didn't know it. And you wanted to go for that reconfirmation from someone who you believed knew what they were talking about. Treatment is such a wonderful, powerful, joyful thing. And it is something that, as we learn how to do it, we learn to do it without any anxiety, without any future expectation, without any past expectation, without only a now it is done, right now, in my mind, in my heart, in my being. And when I look at it is done now, then it is done. Now, can I look at something that is really difficult? And can I say it is done and have it be done? Sure. Sure. If you wanted to, and you were a Stephen Hawking, and you had the Lou Gehrig's disease that he's said to have, and you said, in all wholeness, it is done. And you see him as a sound young man. Well, he's 60 years old. That doesn't make any difference. He's a sound young man. You see him whole and perfect. You see it is done. You don't see the Lou Gehrig's disease, and you don't go naming it, because every time you name it, you bring it back into your attention. You see him in his ideal spirit, mind, and body. You see him perfect right now. And wouldn't that blow a few minds? No! No, it wouldn't blow a few minds, because whenever healing takes place, it is a dynamic healing, and it is not a healing from something to something. It is a something in itself. When you say you are whole and perfect, it doesn't mean you were sick before. It doesn't mean you're going to be sick in the future. It means right now you are whole and perfect. That's the perfect type of treatment. Now, you say, how idiotic. Well, really, this is the way all treatment works. When real treatment is put into motion, you don't remember you had the illness. You don't think the illness might come back. You are just clear of any evidence of that condition. And it's not a matter that you're clear of it. You mentally never had it. You don't think of yourself as having it. You don't think of yourself as a subject to it. When the doctor says on his report, what is the history of your family illnesses? Has your family ever had any of these illnesses that you have now? And if you answer yes, then you're giving power to the past. And if you answer no, then you say you're lying. Now, what are you going to answer? Well, I say to you and to me, don't create the doctor asking you about the family illnesses. That doesn't have to be there. Don't have any questions ever asked you, because if they're in your mind, they'll be in the doctor's mind, and they'll be on the doctor's request sheet. If they're in your mind, they will be in your experience. And it's up to us not to have things in our mind that we do not want in our experience. We only have things in our mind which we desire in our experience, and that is how we treat. That is what treatment is all about. Treatment is all about the desire we have in our consciousness for us to have. It is done. It's not a to-be. It is not something that we want. It is not something that we're looking at. It is done. Now, this takes a complete different training of ourselves. It takes a complete different recognition of ourselves, of how we're going to think about treatment, how we're going to think about wholeness, how we're going to think about health, how we're going to think about right action, how we're going to think about truth in all areas, how we're going to think about ourselves and how we think, how we're going to think about ourselves and how we think. How do we think? Do we think positive, joyful, it is done now? Do we think that? Well, it's not too late. Let's begin today thinking it is done. Positive, joyful thoughts about our life, and it is done. Let's think those thoughts today. Let's know those thoughts. Let's experience those experiences. And let's be that which we are. Because a practitioner, one who treats, does not treat anyone's problems. They only treat the resultant solution. They only treat the now and the perfection of the now. Do you say you're a practitioner? Well, if you do, that means you always say it is done. Do you say you're a healer? Well, then you'll have something to heal. Do you say you're living in wholeness? Wow, that sounds great. Do you say that you are the ideal being? I would say so. And the reason that I would say you're the ideal being is because I am the ideal being, and it is wonderful. Treatment is so simple, yet treatment demands that we leave one arena of thinking and enter into the reality domain that it is done now. That's what I know for me, and that's what I know for you. Have a lovely day, and a lovely life, and a lovely forever, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.